Close to 100 cats were removed from a small condo in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Some of the animals were living in walls and others were found dead. The couple hoarding the cats, Richard and June Dennis, said they never meant for this to happen. June Dennis said, "It did become out of control. We're a little wrong, I admit it." The New Jersey SPCA said they received an anonymous tip last week about the cats. This is the fifth animal hoarding case this year in New Jersey.
And that, on the anniversary of Cecil's death, the lion that was shot in Africa. This is CD103 Complaint Department. On your iTunes, your iOS, and your Android on Automatic.com. David Robinson at writerscafe.org. We're also on SoundCloud. You know, some people think they're doing the right thing when they're actually doing a deplorable thing. And that's what these people did. I guess their heart was in the right place. They were just on too many drugs. I mean, if you took a look at it. You know, people, I don't know what to say. You know, you had the dogs that were hoarded. Now you get the cats that are hoarded. Stop it. Anyway, sit back. Relax. And enjoy.
Follow the breaking news at Istanbul's airport. New video of people who are running from the terminal and police running into the airport. Just in the last hour, we have learned that there were three suicide bombers involved in this attack, one of them shooting off an AK-47. The number of dead has now increased to 28, 60 wounded. The attackers opening fire before blowing themselves up. All scheduled flights right now between the U.S. and Istanbul have been temporarily suspended, but at least 10 flights right now already in the air. Eyewitness News reporter Kimberly Richardson live at Kennedy Airport, where one of those flights is expected to land a little after 7 o'clock. Right, Kimberly?
Actually, Diana, here at Kennedy is a fluid situation, and we want to show you some new video. A flight that just touched down here at JFK. You can see the flight in the background. That is Turkish Airlines flight number one. It was supposed to touch down around 5:38. Again, it is here. That is over in Terminal 1. I want to show you some other cell phone video. I just left Terminal 1. I'm at the International Terminal, which is Terminal 4, but this video is at Terminal 1. There are many anxious passengers in that terminal. A group of exchange students trying to get back home to Turkey. That's where Turkish Airlines is. There's a woman trying to get to Turkey for her sister's funeral. They were all on the 7:15 outbound flight, which at this point is in a holding pattern. Security is tight inside that terminal with good reason. This is a region that has been on the U.S. State Department's radar for some time. Just yesterday, officials issued a travel warning for Turkey, urging U.S. citizens to exercise heightened vigilance and caution when visiting public areas. Now, I did get to speak to two people inside Terminal 1, again, Turkish Airlines. They're waiting to fly to Istanbul. Listen to what they said. Are you worried about heading out?
I am not, because this is what they want. They want us not to go over there. And that's their goal. Why would I let them achieve what they want?
Okay. It's scary because I was just thinking about my vacation. Now it's just like, it's horrible.
And again, that inbound flight, Turkish Airlines flight number 1, it just touched down here at JFK. It will be able to go through the normal routine taxiing to the gate, and the passengers will be able to then get off the plane. Initially, officials were going to isolate that plane at a part of JFK here and then search the plane before letting passengers go. We're told that will not happen. They will be able to get off that plane. At this hour, the NYPD tells Eyewitness News it is closely following the events in Istanbul and says it will adjust its deployments as needed. If we have more, we will bring it to you. For now, we're live at JFK. Kimberly Richardson, Channel 7, Eyewitness News.
So, folks, this is JDR, and you're listening to Complaint Department 103. I just wanted to say that I may be leading towards a totally different format, meaning, you know how I regurgitate the news and, you know, just give my opinion on things and talk about stuff that's really not. Some of it's important and some of it's a matter of opinion. But I'm thinking on this day, the anniversary of Cecil's death. You remember Cecil the Lion that was shot by that idiot doctor? And I hope he's leading a miserable life right now. I was thinking of just changing the format totally and just going fully with an animal conservation type of show, meaning, like you just heard in the beginning, you heard about these people
in New Jersey who were hoarding the cats, and there were there was a woman that hoarded 256 dogs. And the funny thing about both of these cases is the fact that there were animals actually in the walls. Now, in the case of these two people that had the cats, they had over 100 cats in their place, and there were dead cats found, malnourished cats that really needed attention, in the walls. Okay, and this woman who was hoarding the 256 dogs had dogs in the wall. Now, the difference between the two is, believe it or not, the woman that had the 256 dogs, it was said by the ASPCA that these dogs were practically were actually in pretty good shape. I mean, they had been groomed. They had been, well, to a certain extent, I would imagine. And they had been fed, and they looked well. You know, but what are you doing with 256 dogs? I mean, unless you live in a mansion with 300 acres of land, you know, you don't need 256 dogs in a house somewhere. I don't care how many stories it is, you know. Now, these people that were hoarding the cats, like I said before, their heart might have been in the right place, but what they did just made them delusional. I posted that on my Facebook page. Because these people were obviously on drugs if you listen to them talk, if you look at them. Okay, you know, listen, never judge a book by its cover. But the gentleman that they took out, he was tattooed from top to bottom. And the woman that was speaking and said that, you know, she actually meant no harm, she loves animals, blah, blah, blah. She had this slurred sort of, well, she had the speech of someone that, you know, is taking something, you know. I actually thought that they were meth heads, you know, but I'm thinking to myself that I should actually move in that direction. Because, you know, regurgitating the news is fine, but it, you know, it doesn't really bring me pleasure. And it's really of no interest to the people that listen to this show, all five of you. So, you know, I think that it would be better if I just move in that direction. Because for one thing, it will be a lot easier for me personally to do interviews. Why? People who take care of animals are willing to talk, and they would not, you know, it's different as when you, you know, as you know, if you're on the street and you're not holding a Fox 5 News microphone or an ABC microphone or something, and there's a big camera behind you, you're just a guy with a GoPro or something, you know, then You have a little bit of resistance at times. But if I am going out and interviewing people, caretakers of animals, and like the ASPCA, North Shore Animal League, and other caretakers of animals, you get quicker interviews because they are willing to talk. They are willing to tell you what is up with these animals and just a lot of different things. So I just think that that would be easier for me. And I know there was something else I wanted to say, but I totally forgot it. I think that it would just enhance the show a little bit more. You know, take the show in a different direction. Because I'm really an animal advocate. I'm a big animal advocate. And the idea came to me as I got the email that this was the anniversary of Cecil's death, or Cecil, however you want to call him. And there was a party for Raju, the elephant that was rescued in India. And there was also a case of three elephants that were rescued from a circus where they were being mistreated, you know, they were not given enough food. I'm slipping with the tongue right now. But anyway, a judge actually ruled that the people that had rescued those three elephants had to bring them back to the circus, because the laws are kind of sketchy there in India about, you know, saving animals and stuff, which is really weird because, you know, you think India is the land of, you know, don't kill animals because, you know, one could be your grandmother reincarnated and all this stuff, you know. I mean, there is Rajneesh, which is the elephant face with the eight arms, you know. They have the sacred cow thing. You can't kill a cow and stuff. But yet, they are mistreating elephants in India like it's, you know, nobody's business. And then, you know, a judge or the law in India says, well, you know, listen, we can't really protect the animals. But you are a land that says that you ought to treat animals as if you are treating a family member. I mean, you don't kill animals or elephants or cows because you say, you know, it could be your reincarnated grandmother. But yet, you mistreat them. Not only cows, dogs are being mistreated in India. You know, several animals are being mistreated, and it's really, really weird. It's a big contradiction, you know. So I'm really feeling that I need to get more into that. And, you know, you're probably asking yourself, well, John, it took you 103 episodes to come to this conclusion. Yes, it did, because those 103 episodes were just trying to figure out what the hell I wanted to do with this podcast and why do I even have a podcast. I was just trying to figure it out. And now I think I figured it out. I would please myself more. And I think, I would hope that I would please whatever listeners I have more, and if I'm lucky, gain a bunch more listeners. Because once I'm in that realm, once I'm in with all of the animal advocates out there, they will listen to me. They will want to come on the show and talk about animals and certain things, and it will be quite interesting. Maybe a couple of them will bring animals. You know, when it comes to that, you know, I probably can't do, because, you know, I do this from home. So I would probably have to go out the street. If you're going to bring a snake or something, I can imagine my three cats, you know, seeing a snake and going, oh boy, we are going to pounce on that. And anyway, yeah, that's, you know, I always have my window open here at home, so that's why you're always hearing sounds from the outside. As a matter of fact, I went shopping today just a little bit for the cats, and I came back, and the cops were chasing. I have never seen the cops chase anybody. As long as I've been living here in New York, I've never seen the cops chase anybody. And the cops were chasing this dude down the street. I don't know, there was like four or five cop cars, and they're curving, and it looked like a movie. You know, and I saw the guy running, and he's running, and he had one of these safety vests on, you know, the yellow things with the silver stripes. So he was glowing. I'm pretty sure he got rid of that thing as he was running along. Don't know if they caught him or not. But anyway, you know, let's get on with the show. You're listening to CD103 Complaint Department. My name is JDR. We are on your iTunes, your iOS, and your Android. And we are also on SoundCloud and Podomatic.com. And I am on writerscafe.org.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Guys, the best thing you can do is back away and give them some space. Best thing you can do is give them some space.
Oh my God.
I heard that big bang.
Oh my God. No, he's not. He's just moving.
No, not him, no. I mean, I think he's doing it.
Likely be contesting that. I would like to have an opportunity to speak with my superiors and be able to formally respond to that request in writing.
Well, don't hesitate. Don't take too long because, again, the funeral's Friday.
People, it is getting darker and darker out here in Queens. It's supposed to be a big storm coming. Actually, you know, big storms rarely hit my neck of the woods. Big snow, yes, but big storms, you know, we get a little rumbling and, you know, a lot of heavy rain, but it's never like it is like out in Westchester or Long Island, something like that. If you're not from New York, you have no idea what I'm talking about. You just heard a couple of sound bites. The one was from that roller coaster ride. I think it was in Switzerland or in Sweden. Let me see. Let me take a big look here. It was in Scotland when the roller coaster got stuck. You know what? I don't ride any of these big damn roller coasters, man. They got these roller coasters that go like 250 feet in the air. And I'm like, man, you are not getting me on that goddamn thing for nothing. You can pay me pounds of money. I am not getting on that thing. I'm afraid of heights. And that thing's going up like half the height of the Empire State Building. Or even as high as the Empire State Building at its peak, you know. And you think I'm getting on that? I am not a thrill seeker. I am not an idiot. I am not some sort of freak that's going to get stuck up there and have to walk down 250 feet. And it's like all open. You're looking down and you're seeing the ground. You know, you look left, you look right. And it's just this little like staircase that you got to walk down. If there is a staircase, some of these roller coasters, they have to actually get a crane and just take people off one by one. And you could be sitting up there for hours. That is like bananas. What are you crazy? I get on the kiddie rides. That's enough for me. And the second one, the second soundbite you heard was from this woman whose 6-year-old kid shot his brother accidentally. She had a gun laying around, and the kid found it, you know, playing cowboys and Indians or cops and robbers, pulled the trigger, and boom. And if that isn't an argument for tougher gun laws, I don't know what is. I mean, there has been enough arguments for tougher gun laws. But you got the Republican Party. You've got Trump, who may, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, who may become the next president of the United States. Now, that thought alone sends shivers through my spine. I like Trump, but not as my president. As a president, he's a freak. He's a reincarnation of Hitler. Let's go there. Let's go that way, okay? I will say it. He is a reincarnation of Hitler. You do not want that man as your president, ladies and gentlemen. And he's only 2 points behind Hillary Clinton. Now, 2 points behind actually means it's a dead heat. They're tied. And you can bet your bottom dollar, folks, that when it comes down to the election, the real election, if Hillary Clinton wins by 1 or 2 points, you can bet that Donald Trump will demand a recall. He will demand that every vote is counted again. And if he loses, he's going to have a bunch of freaks out there, neo-Nazis and whatever, and all these freaks that are following Donald Trump. They will be shouting and screaming and causing riots and uproar. It's going to be massive carnage. I'm serious. It's just going to be crazy stuff. I don't even want to think about it. Why is this guy... Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know what to say. It's just, you know, it blows my mind. It blows my mind how stupid people can be. Or let's not say stupid. Let's just say how easy it is to manipulate people. Because Donald Trump has black people voting for him. He has gay people voting for him because they like the way he talks. He's refreshing is what they say. He's refreshing. He doesn't talk like a politician. He isn't a politician. He is the man that can run the country. He is the man that will make America great again. If you ask me, he is the man that will bury America. He will thrust us into a third world war, and I know I've said this before, and I'm saying it again, quicker than you can shake your booty. It's no joke, America. You think Trump is the man? You wait until you vote that man into office and wait and see what happens. Now, he can't just go off and build a wall in Mexico or ban Muslims, because thank God our government has a system of checks and balances. It's supposed to anyway. which would not allow him to just simply do something like that. He just can't say, I'm going to build a wall in Mexico. Okay, start building the wall. No. It's got to go to a vote. The Democrats will vote against it. He can veto. You know what? Listen, it's not going to be as easy as he thinks it's going to be. But folks, get it together. Trump? Are you crazy? Complaint Department 103, CD 103. My name is JDR. I'll be back.
How's it going? Good. I live here in Los Angeles, and I was walking through my neighborhood down the sidewalk, and I was passing this guy, and right when we were passing each other, he said to me, huh, them little titties. I thought you was a man. It's like, okay. Okay if you think that. And okay if you say that to yourself. But that thought had to go through several layers of filters in his mind and a checklist, and he still decided, yeah, I'm going to need to say this. Like, think of all the things he decided not to say. Things like, good afternoon. Or, I was going to say something, but I decided not to. Nope. He went with, huh, them little titties. I thought you was a man. All my friends are having kids, and they always send email updates, and I love getting those. I do. What I can't stand is when they include the question, can you believe it? Caitlin is starting kindergarten this year. Can you believe it? I don't know. I mean, what is she, about five? That sounds about right. Yeah, I can believe that. But if they were to come, if they were to email me and be like, Caitlin has never grown any bigger since the day she was born. Never spoken a word at all in her life. She's graduating from college today. Can you believe it? I'd be like, oh my God, no. I can't believe that. Send more photos. But can I believe that Caitlin is following the natural progression of life? Yeah, I can totally wrap my head around that. Do you guys like impressions? Oh, good. I love when people do impressions. They tell you the name of the impression, and then 1 second later, they tell you the name of the impression again. Like you're going to forget. So this is my impression of a person doing impressions. My impression of a person doing impressions. Do you guys like impressions? Yeah? You do? Okay, good. This is my impression of a person doing impressions. My impression of a person doing impressions. Do you guys like impressions? Oh, good. You're going to like this. This is my impression of a person doing impressions. No, actually, I have 3 impressions aside from that one that I just nailed. The first one is of a spring. A spring. Please be quiet. A spring. And that's my worst one. They're even better. It goes up from here. Second impression is curtains opening. Curtains opening. Curtains opening. That one's really pretty good. My third and final impression is a clown horn. Clown horn. Clown horn. Fafa! If you don't like that, then you just don't want joy in your heart. Thank you.
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Tig Notaro, ladies and gentlemen.
Tig Notaro, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, she's a pretty cool comedian. She had a mastectomy. And the cool thing about her is she did an HBO special where she actually took off her shirt. I mean, she actually went topless. She did the HBO special topless. I think that's really cool. That's really cool. So we're coming to the end of this one. I don't know. There's some confusing things going on right now with my recording. But I hope everything works out. Yeah, like I said, you're listening to Complaint Department 103, CD 103. My name is JDR. On your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, Podomatic.com, SoundCloud. You can visit John Robinson at writerscafe.org. And, I'm going to kind of change the format a little bit. It's going to be more about animals on this day, the anniversary of Cecil's death. It was a premonition. Well, no, I wouldn't call it a premonition. It was just something that just popped up into my head. I think animals are very sacred, and we humans have a tendency to be self-serving. I always say that word, self-serving, because that's what I feel we are, and we just don't take animals the way they should be taken care of. And I think that things like trophy hunting should be stopped. You know, puppy mills have to be stopped. Hoarders have to be stopped. You know, we have to make stricter laws and regulations to prevent this type of stuff. And the thing about it is most governments, city governments, state governments, do not feel the same way. I mean, especially like if you go out to Wyoming or something like that, or Utah, whatever, where people have guns, you know, all, you know, they have... You know, they have cases with guns in them, you know, they go out hunting every day, they teach their kids to hunt, and yada, yada, yada. So how should I put this? The way that these people feel about animals is much different than that of a person of myself. Are much different than that of a vegetarian or vegan. And it's not just here in the United States, you know, it's basically everywhere. If you go to my Facebook page, John Robinson at Facebook, you can see some deplorable things that humans do to animals. And you can also see some fantastic things that humans do to save animals. You know, so it goes both ways. And, you know, the society we live in as a whole, this whole planet Earth, it's, you have your good and your bad. And you're always going to be fighting the bad. It's never going to end. Because you're not going to teach people to, hey, listen, stop mistreating animals. Stop using them in this way or that way. Because you know why? We eat animals. We eat beef. We eat pork. We eat chicken. Some people eat possum and squirrel. And so... this top of the food chain mentality will never stop. But we, in my opinion anyway, we have to minimize it. If you're going to eat meat, okay, that's a thing. You know, man has been eating meat since the dawning of man. That's never going to go away. I hate to say that to all you vegans and vegetarians out there, but it's not going to stop. But there should be a way that, like for example, the Yulin Festival in China, where it's a dog meat festival. That's right, I said dog meat festival. Dogs are captured, sold, eaten. When you go to certain places, like in the Chinatown in your area, where you see the ducks hanging in the windows, or the chickens hanging in the windows, already cooked, that's what they do in Yulin. Except it's dog. A very big difference, if you ask me, because dog is man's best friend. And dogs are very, very smart. But you know, different cultures, different ways. In my opinion, we have to teach them other ways. And teach them to respect animals. Listen, if you're going to eat animals, good. You don't torture them before you kill them. You don't kill them in an inhumane manner. You can let a cow live out its life and still eat the meat when it's dead. And what about Canada? Where they beat the seals, the robbies, the white seals, the furry little white seals. They let these guys come out every year and beat them in their heads with sticks. They beat them in the heads with sticks. They don't shoot them or anything like that. They beat them in the heads with sticks because they claim that it will preserve the fur, which they want to sell. And you know what? Listen, it's really stupid. And I used to have a lot of respect for Canada. I don't anymore. Because this has been going on for years. Years. When I lived in Germany, I fought with Paul Watson, the Sea Shepherd, Greenpeace, to stop this. This is back in the 80s and 90s, folks. And the Canadian government has done nothing to try to stop this. Nothing. They pay no attention to it. So fuck Canada. I'm out, folks. You're going to listen to one song. We're going to go over a little bit. And I hope you come back next week. Have a different format for you. Bye-bye.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I
can't
do
a
beat
chant, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got you. I'm coming.
Janet!